Police, probe into deadly U.S.-Canada border crash could take quite some time. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2023. Investigators probing for clues as to why a car that was being driven towards the Canadian border from the U.S. exploded into a deadly fireball after it went airborne and crashed warned it may take quite some time to determine all the facts in the bizarre case. Two people inside the $300,000 Bentley supercar died in the crash at the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, New York. Early Wednesday, one of the busiest U.S.-Canadian crossings spanning the two nations, as Breitbart News reported. The victims are yet to be formally identified, in part owing to the inferno that incinerated the whole wreckage. Security camera video of the incident posted to X by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Agency shows a car sailing through the air a high rate of speed after apparently vaulting over a concrete barrier before disappearing from the frame. Security cam catches car flying through air at U.S.-Canada border before bridge explosion. Robert Restaino, the mayor of Niagara, told the New York Times vehicle malfunction was being investigated amongst other leads. UPI reports after the FBI ruled out terrorism as a possible cause, the probe was handed over to the Niagara Falls. NY, Police Department as a traffic incident. Department spokesman John Fosso warned Thursday the investigation into what caused the fiery crash is likely to be drawn out. "We have not made positive identification nor notification yet," he said in a statement issued to media outlets, adding, "This is obviously a very, very complex situation. Our crash management unit has been working since late yesterday afternoon and they're still working on it, and it's going to take quite some time." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.